No, it's okay. I left the Gemara downstairs. The Masechta Pesachim begins with the din of Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara says in the first parak that they're akulas in Bedikas Chametz because Bedikas Chametz is only midirabbanon, midiraisa bebitul bi'al masagif, he'll be mevatel, that'll solve the whole problem. Since the whole need for Bedikas is only midirabbanon, so therefore the Gemara says, we're mekel. What do we mekel? That a cotton. Who says that he was by the Thomas, the cotton is them. Usually cotton doesn't have them on us, even on a did the Rabbanon. Even on a did the Rabbanon doesn't have them on us. But over here, I have new Rabbanon with the Rabbanon. Gemara says, we believe a woman also. What's the Chiddush? I come home, my wife tells me that it's kosher food, I believe her. You go to the restaurant and there's a religious woman there, she tells you that it's kosher food, you believe her. So what's the Chiddush? Because B'dikas Chametz only with Rabbanon, therefore Hemnu Rabbanon with Rabbanon. It would appear that women are not Nemonim. Erecha Nemonim doesn't apply to women. Woo! So there is such an opinion in the Rishonim. Erecha Nemonim doesn't apply to women, but the girl that you marry, so you know who she is, or your mother, you know your mother, you know your mother is very religious. So that's not based on Erecha Nemonim, that's based on Chazaka, Ruba Dalesa Kamar, Chazaka Al Chavish, and Boitim, Tachosiyam, Dabashanim, Besuka. It's a Ruba Dalesa Kamon that a woman whom you know is religious, or a man or a woman you know is religious, wouldn't give you a non-kosher food. But that's not based on Erecha Nemonim. So here the din is that a woman is Nemonim, and B'dikas Chametz, I don't know if she's religious or not. She's Jewish. I don't know if she's a Medaktik and Mitzvahs. You can't say Chazak Al Chavir. Still a woman, I believe. That's a big Chiddush. Tosis clearly doesn't agree with this, because Tosis says, what's the source that Erecha Nemonim? So Tosis says, V'safra lo liatzma. Rashi writes in Chulin that the source of the din of Erecha Nemonim is the pasuk in last week's Sedra, Parshas Vayikra. It says, V'shochat as ben abokah lifnei Hashem. Doesn't it V'shochtu? It says in the singular V'shochat. Someone shechts the carpet in the Azor. No one's watching. He's believed to say that he shechted it properly. They just printed now the Pirush Abinu Tam ala Torah. I have it downstairs in the base matters. I don't know. It's questionable if it's by the Rabbeinu Tam. So he has this. This is the first thing that he has on, one of the first things he has on Parshas Vayikra. V'shochat, like the Rashi and Chulin. V'shochat does ben abokar, doesn't say v'shochtu. That's the mocker that Erech Nemisun. But Tosfos writes in the beginning of Gittin, the source for the din of Erech Nemisun is v'sofra lo. The Gemara understands v'sofra lo liatzma. Among Subas Dafayin Beit, v'sofra lo liatzma. The Tosfos clearly thinks that a woman is nemenis. Eidech and them be so mandinim deraisa. So what does the Gemara say over here? Because B'dikas Chametz and the Rabbanon, therefore Hemnu Rabbanon with the Rabbanon. The women have nemenis because the whole need for B'dikas Chametz only the Rabbanon. Very strange. The Tosfos says women are lazy and Noshim Atzloni is saying and B'dikas Chametz is a Dovash Yesh Batircha, so we really shouldn't believe the women, but because it's only the Rabbanon, that's why we believe them. In real life, Epis, we see today that the men are lazier than the women. When it comes to B'dikas Chametz, the women go crazy. They scrape the walls and they scrape the floors and they burn down the whole house. And the men say you don't need so much. So that's a question. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. B'dikas Chametz on the Rabban. The Rishonim there have a machlokes on the first run, on the first page on the Rif, has a big machlokes on Rishonim. B'dikas Chametz is the Rabbanon. If the Bala Chametz was Mabatlet already, then the need for the big is only with the Rabbanon. What if it wasn't? What if it wasn't yet Mabatlet Chametz? Maybe B'dika is part of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means to destroy Chametz. So we have such a similar, not identical at all, such a similar din. There's a mitzvah Bi'ur Avodah Zarah. You have to destroy Avodah Zarah. Abeti Abdun is kolam makam so she'avdu sham agayim misalayim alaharim. Abeti Abdun is a mitzvah Bi'ur Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'etz. In Eretz Yisrael, it says Abeti Abdun a keif aloshin, and we assume lo dibur terek l'shem b'ni adam. So whenever there's a keif aloshin, we darshan something. Hanik tanik nasin titim pasach tiptach. We always darshan. The Yishmael holds dibur terek l'shem b'ni adam. So you don't necessarily darshan the shanis kfulim. But we pass like Rabbi Akiva, lo dibur terek l'shem b'ni adam. So we're medayik every word, every phrase. So the Gemara makes, and the Gemara Novei Dezayin makes a distinction. The Eretz Yisrael, the obligation to be mevayer Avodah Zarah is more chomer than a chutzlo. It's not from the mitzvah atliyas baretz. But in Eretz Yisrael, it says, since it says, Abed Abdun, Tzorach L'Shara Shachra, you have to search out, you have to look for the Avodah Zarah and destroy it all. In Chutz Laaretz, if I buy a house and it turns out that there's an Avodah Zarah there, it's under my Shlita, so I have to destroy the Avodah Zarah. I have to go look for Avodah Zarah. So that's the question. You have already a possibility that searching for the Avodah Zarah is part of the mitzvah Bir Avodah Zarah. So maybe searching for the chametz is part of the mitzvah Bir chametz. So that's a machlokes in the Rishonim. The Gemara says B'dikas chametz is only Medirabbanim because Medirais is a bit of the Almasagi. So there's a whole group of Rishonim say means if the Baal chametz was already Mevatel chametz, then the need for B'dikas is only Medirabbanim. But Kozman, let's say it's already Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and you can't be Mevatel chametz. Now he was Mevatel once, it's also Bano. The Gemara says you can't be Mevatel chametz. Maybe then the B'dikas is Benatayra. Even though you don't know if you have any chametz, maybe bedikah is a chayvim in a term. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. Some say that that's a machlekes the mechaber the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. Whether bedikah, when there was no bittul, whether the bedikah is the raisa the Raman. When is the zman for a tashbisu? Tashbisu is the mitzvah biur, and if you hold bedikah is the raisa, that's a chelik. That's an integral part of the tashbisu. When is the zman for tashbisu? So the Gemara says, "Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu." So b'yom rishon would have meant tezvav nisan, first day Pesach. So Gemara has a whole elaboration. It can't mean that. In biblical Hebrew, the word vishon sometimes means prior, and the word achron sometimes means latter. Doesn't always mean first. Doesn't always mean last. Sometimes it means before and after. So the Gemara explains that "Ach b'yom rishon tashbisu" means on yud dalid nisan. How come it says ach? Usually ach is a miut. So the Gemara says ach is a miut, half a day before chatzos, after chatzos. What happened before chatzos, after chatzos? So that's another question. What's the nature of the mitzvah of tashbisu? Sometimes you have the Rambam lists off the 248 mitzvahs aseh, 365 mitzvahs lois aseh. So some of the mitzvahs aseh, mitzvah to wear tefillin. That's a kiyum aseh. You have to wear tefillin. It's not an iser aseh. If you didn't wear tefillin, you violated an aver. If you didn't wear tefillin, you failed to fulfill a mitzvah. Nafka mina, which gehenim they're going to send you to? The Medrash says there are two gehenims. There's a gehenim shal sheleg and a gehenim shal esh. So the people who are cold, fish, and they don't do that. They don't have hot-blooded. They're not hot-blooded. They don't want to do mitzvahs. They're cold. So they're going to freeze them in a gehenim shal sheleg. And the people who are hot-blooded, they go and they violate Boal Eish Yisish, and they do Machal Shabbos, so they're going to burn in Gehenim Shel Eish. And if a person violated Mitzvah Leisese, and did them observe Mitzvah Sese, so the Medrash says they take him back and forth from the Gehenim Shel Eish to the Gehenim Shel Shelek, he suffers in both. They take him by both. So the Medrash says the Rebbe Akiva like that. So let's say the Pasuk says you should wear tefillin. So tefillin is a mitzvah aseh. Is it an iser aseh? Probably not an iser aseh. Then you have the Rambam lists off in the mitzvah aseh, the 248 mitzvah aseh, has kol tzipa Torah tochelu. You should eat kosher chicken. What if a guy's a vegetarian, he doesn't enjoy chicken? He has to eat the chicken, he has to suffer. Eating the chicken is a mitzvah. How often do you have to do the mitzvah? Once a day, every day. The Rambam Shita, whatever, it's unclear. It's self-understood. The Rambam holds that there's an obligation to daven menator once a day, every day. To daven three times a day, that's the Rabbanim. The particular nusach ha-tfilah, that's the Rabbanim. But in principle, the Rambam holds you have to daven once a day, every day, because it says, li'ovda b'chol avavchem. The Gemara says the first daven tainas, avodah shebalev is tfilah. And it doesn't say how often, so it's self-understood. It's once a day, every day. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, baduchani. The Kohanim have to duchen when called upon. How often do they have to duchen? The Gemara says once a day, every day. They're not mechayiv to duchen more than once a day. By us, they have to duchen shachris and musaf. So that's midirabbanim. The Karen Ever said that's only midirabbanim. And Atar, once they duchen, they're not mechayiv to duchen a second time, whether for the same tzibur, for a different tzibur, a different tefillah, shachris, musaf, only mechayiv once a day, every day. So the Rambam understood there's an obligation to daven once a day, every day. So the same over here, kol tzipa Torah tochelu, a mitzvah to eat chicken once a day, every day. No, it's obvious that it means that it's an iser aseh. If you eat non-kosher chicken, you're in violation of an iser. It's like a lav. Difference is, lav abo mechalal aseh means that there's no malchus. You only get malchus if you violate an aver, that's dumi de lav da chasima. If it's similar to l'asach sim shabedisha, why? Why it's similar? to Lasachim Shabbadisha, because the Gemara says in the beginning of Yevamos and Avheyaso that Chumash Dvar Midarshim Smuchim. So the Pasuk Vahayoyim Bin Hakos HaRosha is written right next to Lasachim Shabbadisha. So all the Tanoim have established that's the cloud. Who gets Malkus? Clear. The Yeshua is HaRosha Vahayoyim Bin Hakos HaRosha. They declare he's a Rosha, so they give him Malkus. How do they declare he's a Rosha? So the answer is Losachim Shabbadisha. Whoever violates an Avera that's similar to Losachim Shabbadisha gets Malkus. The Gemara says it has to be similar the way it appears in the Chumash, the way it's written in the text. It has to be similar to the nature of the Avera. If it's a lav, it needs to glass a lav, shame, but Maisa, so we pass an A loikim olav. And also it has to be similar the way it's written. So it has to say either loy, like Losachim Shabbadisha, or Hisham Pen Vial. So if you have a lav, a bom, a chalal, a say, an isra, a say, the Gemara calls it asay. It's not really an asay, it's really a lav. But when you get to Malkus, you're not loika because not dumi the lav da chasima. So sometimes you have an asay, like tefillin, it's a kiyum asay. Sometimes you have an asay, it's an iser asay. Sometimes you have an asay, it could be that it's both a kiyum asay and an iser asay. But that's the shalom, what's the story with tashbisa? So the pashtus is, Rav Soloveitchik thought, tashbisa is both, it's a kiyum asay and an iser asay. Because we recite the bracha al biyacham is before you do the bdika, because the bdika is going to lead to the bir, to the destruction. You only say a bracha when you fulfill a kiyum asay. When a person avoids violation of an isur asay, he doesn't recite a bracha. He chooses to eat the kosher fowl as opposed to the non-kosher fowl. He's not going to violate the isur asay. Al kolzi petor tachel, he doesn't say a bracha when he's about to avoid violation of an isur asay. So the fact that we recite a bracha on bedikas chametz, al bir chametz, because the bedikah is going to lead to the bir, either min haTorah it's part of the bir, or min the Rabbanon it's part of the bir, one or the other, that indicates clearly that there's a kiyum asay. Then all the Rishonim say that there's an isar asay also. The Gemara has machleg zabiyuri Reb Shimon, and daf chav ches, in Psochim, machleg zabiyuri Reb Shimon, part in the Mishnah mainly, in the Gemara. If you eat chametz on Pesach, there's a loises, so you get malchus, and there's an Issa Kuris. What if you eat chametz on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? That's also a lois essay. What if you eat chametz over all of HaPesach? So it's a machleg zabiyuri Reb Shimon. So Reb Yudah's opinion is that chametz be'erev Pesach is a lav. There's no Kuris. Chametz over all of HaPesach is also a lav. It's an Issa deraisa. So according to Reb Yudah, it doesn't matter. Chametz shel Nochri, chametz shel Yisrael. All the chametz in the world becomes Aser b'achila b'hanoah on Pesach. And after Pesach, it remains awesome. Obviously, we don't pass like him. We pass like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Chametz she'over la Pesach is only a penalty with the Rabbanon because he violated Bal Yeroi, Bal Yimotze. But if Chametz shel Nachri she'over la Pesach, then there's no room for any, there was no violation, there's no room for any penalty. So Chametz shel Nachri she'over la Pesach would be muta. That's how we pass like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that Chametz she'over la Pesach, there's no lois essay. And Chametz erev Pesach in the afternoon, also there's no lois essay. So it's mutam and authority, chametz after chatzos on erev Pesach. So Tosfos says, no, there's an isur asay of tashbisu. Tashbisu implies you have to destroy it. But if you eat it, you're also destroying it. But Tosfos says it's self-understood that, you should destroy it in some way other than eating it. You shouldn't. Balamor claims that ain't l'chash bosek dole mizu. That's the best way to destroy the chametz on erev Pesach after chatzos, by eating it up. And we don't accept that balamor. We assume that's a collector's item. Believe it or not, the halacha, the balamor. But Tosfos says, no, you're over an iser essay of tashbisa. We assume that tashbisa is both an iser essay and a kiyum essay. So the Gemara says, ach, bayamarishan tashbisa, ach, chilek. And he gets to say, ach, chilek. The Rashi Deyam Sochem has two pshatim. Either ach is a miut, so it's memayit, part of the day yet, part of the day not. So we say before chatzos, after chatzos, so Rashi has another pshat. Ach biat bach is chotz ches tzarek. So the pasuk is implying by emerishin tashbis or chatzi, you divide the day in half. So what exactly are you dividing the day in half? So pashtus one could say that the second half of the day is when the iser essay is there, and the first half of the day is when the kiyum essay is there. Kiyum essay is yudalit in the morning. And Isar essay is yudalit in the afternoon. Achilek, achotz, you divide the day in half. That's a question, Taka. When is this man for kiyum essay of tashbisu? This man is erev Pesach in the morning? That's what we usually assume. The Mordechai quotes one of the Balei HaTosfos, not the Riyah, the Rabbeinu Tam, not from the famous Balei HaTosfos, one of the less famous Balei HaTosfos, I forgot the name. He says, he always would save a kazayis of chometz and our Pesach till after chatzos to be able to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of tashbisa. He says, the zman of the key message is after chatzos. You burn the chometz before chatzos, that's not a mitzvah. Achilek! You have to split the day in half. He thinks that the zman of the kiyum essay, the zman of the iser essay, everything is after chatzos. And when the chachamim said, the sorfim b'tchila sheish, you should destroy the chometz, the beginning of the sixth hour means an hour before chatzos, that's 98% of the chometz you should burn sorfim b'tchila sheish. But you should at least leave over one kazayis of the chometz to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa, to burn an after chatzos. Needless to say, that is not our practice. So that's why we are free to say that it could be that achilik means the second half of the day is when the iser esei is noig, and the first half of the day before chatzos is when the kiyum esei is noig. The Gemara explains he's supposed to do bedikas chametz leil arba osa, and the bedika you say the brach al bir chametz because the bedika is the beginning of the beer, either min haTorah according to some or min the Rabbanan. The bedika is the beginning of the beer. So the question is, kach tiknon chachamim, to make the bedika leil yudal. What if you're leaving the dormitories early? Are you leaving to visit by relatives for Pesach, and you got to make the bedika chametz mukdemes before leil yudal? So the Meiri in the beginning of Pesachim has a machlok, is what they say a bracha not. In Shulchan Aruch they don't quote the machlok, they just say we don't say a bracha. You only recite the bracha if the bedika is done on leil yudal. Why is that? So we assume that you only recite the bracha when you're in fulfillment of a kiyum mitzvah, when you avoid violation. If you're going to say bedikas chametz is in order not to violate by matzah, so you shouldn't say a bracha. You only say a bracha al bir chametz because the bedika either min haTorah or the Rabbanan is the tchilas habir. That's how you begin to fulfill the mitzvah either min haTorah or the Rabbanan, mitzvah of tashbisu. So in the Chumash it says ach b'yom rishon tashbisu. Tashbisu is your dalet in the morning, achilik, the morning and the afternoon. So the Rabbanon, they moved up the Zman of the Mitzvah Seseh, the Kiyum Esseh of Tashbisu, that it includes also Leil Yudalim. And if our Pesach Cholius B'Shabbos, so they moved it up to Leil Yud Gimel. What are you going to go walk with the candle on Friday night? So they moved up, with the Rabbanon, they moved up the Zman of the Kiyum Esseh of Tashbisu, that the Bedikah is the Tchilas Abiyur, they moved it up to Leil Yud Gimel. So when you do the Bedikah B'Zmanai, either Leil Yudalet on a normal year, or Leil Yud Gimel, when it's our Pesach Holiyas B'Shabbos, so then you say a bracha, because they're in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu, either min haTorah, min haRabbanan, whatever. But if you're going to do a B'dikah Mukdemes, that's not really a Kiyum Esseh. That's not the beginning. That's not the Zman of the mitzvah. So we assume la'alocha, a bracha is not recited. You only recite the bracha when the B'dikah is the Tchilas Kiyum HaMitzvah of the Bir. That's on Yud Dalet or Yud Gimel, if our Pesach Aliyas B'Shabbos. But if it's B'dik Mukdemes, then the whole B'dik Aschamas is in order, Kadesh Aliyah V'Liyachlo, or you shouldn't violate by Motze, you shouldn't violate the Yisr Esir of Tashbisa. But it's not the Zman of the Kiyama Mitzvah of Tashbisa. Yeah.
But when you do that,
the Chachamim were misaken that when Erev Pesach Chol is B'Shabbos, they made a takana with the Rabbanon that the Zman of Bedikah is Leil Yud Gimel. So with the Rabbanon, that's the Zman of the Kiyum, the beginning of the Kiyum HaMitzvah, not Min haTorah. With the Rabbanon, that's the Zman of the beginning of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Tashbisa, so it's Leil Yud Gimel.
So if you're not there, it's not the same thing. Because for you, you can't do it before, so
I'm not going to be home on Leil Yudal. Yes. No, but the Zman, they said you have to be Beidik, but that's not the Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's to avoid violation of Isur. So we assume no bracha is recited.
Isn't this like over the over, because Tashbisu is until the morning of the Hatos or whatever?
It's over the over of the destroying of the Chametz, but the Bedika is the beginning. The bracha is recited before you do the Bedika. Bedika is the beginning of the beer, either Min haTorah or Min haRabbanan. Some Rishonim hold Min haTorah. Kol Zman, you weren't Mevatel Chametz, so the Bedika is Tchilas HaBir Min haTorah, from the parallel to Avodah Zarah. That's why we gave the Hakadama from the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara had this machlokes on Daf Chav Ches, machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chametz Berech Pesach in the afternoon is alav, and Chametz Shabbat alav Pesach also an Issa deraisa. Rabbi Shimon holds that Chametz Berech Pesach there's no lav. Taisa said there's only an Issa Rasei of Tashbisa, there's no lav. Chametz Shabbat alav Pesach is only Yosem Ederabanan as a penalty because he violated by Yerubai Moshe. The Rambam has a steer in Psak. The Rambam paskans on Erev Pesach in the afternoon there is a lav, like Rabbi Yehuda. Chametz Shabbat all about Pesach, he said that's only Midrabam. So the Ravid is quick to bop him over the head. He says, how did he paskan the loike man? It's the loike Rabbi Yehuda, the loike Rabbi Shimon. If you all like Rabbi Shimon, and Erev Pesach there's no love. If you all like Rabbi Yehuda, Chametz Shabbat all about Pesach should be the Nisa derais. So the Mefarshim say, he paskan like this simple reading of the Mishnais. We don't know which Tana it is. The Mishnah says, Chemtze shal nachri sha'ov ala Pesach is muta, because it's only a penalty with the Rabbana. Nachri didn't violate by Rabbi Matze. And the Mishnah assumed that there was a Xerah de Rabbana, and you're not allowed to eat the Chametz 2 hours before Chatzos. Not allowed to get Hanof and the Chametz an hour before Chatzos. Why would they marchik? Why would they make a Xerah? You only have a right to make a Xerah. Ushmatem es mishmarti, asum mishmeres le mishmarti. You have a right to make a Xerah. If you're afraid someone's going to violate a lav, a lav, nishmati means a lav. If you're afraid someone's going to violate an essay, so the Gemara seems to say in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, in Menachos, that you have no right to make exer the Rabban. That's the Prima Godim raises that issue. Yisham and Pen Bialo, it has a connotation of a lois essay. Here it says, Ushmatem es mishmati, that's the concluding posting, Parshas Achrimos. Ushmatem es mishmati, the Gemara says in Yevamos and Av Chafalav that pasuk is the mocker for Aseis Yog LaTorah. That pasuk authorizes the Chachamim to introduce Gzeres the Rabbanon. But it's only the Prima Godim raises the possibility, and then he quotes it to Gemara. It's only if they're afraid someone's k'delahachi k'sadim en ha'avera. They're afraid someone's going to violate an aver. They're afraid someone's going to forget and he's not going to fulfill a mitzvah, so they have no right to make Gzeres the Rabbanon. That's what we discussed yesterday. The Gemara. Gemara had a machlokes hatanaim, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozman, and Azariah, whether eating the korban pesach after chatzos is a din menatari, not allowed to eat after chatzos, or it's a din midrabanan. So the Gemara says if it's a din menatari, then it carries over to matzah because there's a hekesh between korban pesach and matzah. But if it's only a gzerim midrabanan, the laharchikas adam and avera, if you'll permit people to eat korban pesach all night long, so someone's going to eat at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. It's going to be an hour before sunrise. It's pitch black out now outside, but it's already Alois HaShachar. You can't tell when it's Alois HaShachar. It's very, very difficult to tell. So someone's going to eat the Korban Pesach after Alois HaShachar. It'll be Oivan and Issa Kuris. It's Noisav. They prohibited that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So why didn't they carry that over to Matzah? No. The Gemara said, if it's only the Rabbana doesn't carry over to Matzah, why? If you eat the Matzah after Alois HaShachar, so you're eating before Shachris? Eating before Shachris, I'll be pashed, this is only an Issa de Rabbanon. It's not an Issa de Raisa. He's going to say a bracha, Shekhadashana bin Mitzvah, Shavitzimano, Al-Achilas Matzah. It'll be a bracha Levatol. He's going to say the morning, the bracha in the morning, after Alos HaShachar. So the Rabbi Natam holds that bracha Levatol is only with the Rabbanon. So they have no right to make exer de Rabbanon because they're afraid someone's going to violate a din de Rabbanon. Someone's going to fail to fulfill a mitzvah. He's going to eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar. He won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So that's, you have no right to make a gzera if you're just concerned that someone's going to be mabatla mitzvah. You only have the right to make a gzera if you're afraid someone's going to violate an avir. That's what the Prima Godim discussed at the opening Mishnah in Brachas. How come there's machlokes hatanaim? They made a gzera according to some tanaim. You have to say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. Kidei lahachika sa'adam minhu avera. What's the avera? If you'll allow people to say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, a lot of people will say it so late, they'll say after Alos HaShachar. So that's not an Avera. That'll mean that they won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. How come over here, Chatzos by Matzah, we say they don't make Gzera de Rabban? If Chatzos is the Raisa, it carries over from the Korban Pesach to the Matzah. But if Chatzos is the Rabban, you don't make Gzera by Matzah. It's a Beferish Gemara. And over there, Chatzos is, according to one Tanakh, Chatzos is Med Rabbanan. By Kriyashma, it's also only a mitzvah, so I say. So the Prima Godim works very hard to try to figure out pshat over there. Anyway, so the Mishnah says that they made Gzera Derabbanan 1 hour before Chatzos on our Pesach Zosabah, no? 2 hours before Chatzos Zosabah Chil. So if the whole prohibition against eating Chametz on our Pesach after Chatzos is only an Iser Essay of Tashbisu, what right did they have to make Zeres? That's not a Shmartam, it's Mishmarti. Shmata mismah shmata means they make a gzer because you're afraid someone's going to violate an avera. Loi says that is going to violate an essay. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is implied that there are Pesach after Chatzos there is a loi essay, and Chomet Shavuot Pesach is only the Rabbanan. We don't know which Tana it is. The Rav it is right. It's the loi Rav Yehuda, the loi Rav Shimon. But that's the Rambam Paskin like the Stamim Mishnah is halachic Stam Mishnah. There's another famous problem in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah, when he writes Erev Pesach is alav, Chametz Shavuot Pesach is only the Rabbanan. Then there's also a discussion in the Gemara in the third parak in Eilu Oivrin, the third parak in Pesachim. There's a discussion in the Gemara regarding Taruvas Chametz. So the Rambam writes Taruvas Chametz is an Eloi Sesei, but if you eat the Taruvas Chametz, it's no Karis. And the Rambam counts it in the Sefer HaMitzvah. There's one Loi Sesei not to eat Chametz b'Pesach. And if you do eat chametz beyond your chayv koris, there's another loisess, and not to eat taruvas chametz, and eat taruvas chametz, you're not chayv koris. So the Ramban asks, what's the case? The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah asks, what is the case that if you eat taruvas chametz, is it mixed in such a way that it's tam ki ikir? The chametz is nice and tam, so there should be koris. Tam ki ikir, there should be koris. And if there's no nesinas tam, so it should be mutter. So where do you have a case that it's also and there is no koris? What's going on over here? A problematic Rambam. They're not sure what the Rambam said over here. So there's a Sefer on the Rambam, Rakevus HaMishnah, a whole series of Svarim, quite a few, four or five volumes. So Rakevus HaMishnah always gives the most bland pshat in the Rambam. The Yerushalayim has fantastic, Rab Chaim has, you know, Oilev Masol Yoinim, he always has flat, bland pshat. But sometimes it's so boring, it can't be that that's the, and once in a while, that's the correct pshat in the Rambam. So every so often, Rav Soloveitchik, we said, his grandfather thought, Rav Chaim thought, that this Makevus HaMishnah is correct. So he said, on this one, Makevus HaMishnah says a fantastic Chiddush. If you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam says that you have Taruvus of Mim B'minoi. The Rambam never said he's talking about Mim Mishen Amina. If you have a Taruvus of Chometz ingredient and Mim Mishen Amina, and it's nice and tam, there will be Kuris. Ramban is right. Tam Kika, there will be Kuris. The Rambam is talking, it's a taruvus of mim b'minoi. And it should really be bottled b'roiv menatur, and the whole need for shishim should only be mederabbanon. So the Rambam has a fantastic chiddush that on the level of the raisa, there's a concept of mashul. That if you have a taruvus of chametz, mim b'minoi, and it should have been bottled b'roiv, so no, it's still an iser, but there's no koris, because it really should have been bottled b'roiv. That's the taruvus chametz that he says, if you have kazayis, toch kedei achilos pras, you'll be loike. But there won't be chorus because it's mimimina. Mimimina should have been bottled bereiv.
There's a love.
And there's a love. The Rambam, that's what he counts as a separate love. The Vilna Gaon did not learn like the Merkevus HaMishnah. The Vilna Gaon assumed that according to the Rambam, the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah asks on the Rambam, Tam ki ikir is a din derais and kol ha-tarakula. So if you have, let's say, chela v'dam, and you mix it into something else, and it's nice and tam, you don't have shishim, it's nice and tam, so you chayv koris. If you eat enough, you chayv koris. So why did the Rambam say you're not chayv koris over here? So the Vilna Gaon says, the Rambam's opinion is that tam ki ikir is a new iser, and this is the mocker. The mocker is from chametz b'pesach, and tam ki ikir b'chel v'dam is also no koris. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes in the Bir Agro on Hilchos Pesach. So the Ramban found that hard to believe. The Pashta says, that's a question. Tosis uses an expression. You say, Ahadri li surikama, or you don't say Ahadri li surikama, means when you have a rule, then you have an exception to the rule, then you have an exception to the exception. If you have a book, you have a rule, then you have a footnote, then you have a footnote on the bottom of the footnote. You have a rule, Chel v'dam is awesome. Then you have an exception to the rule. If it's bottled bereiv, then it's mutter. You have an exception to the exception. If it's nice and tam, then it's awesome. If it's nice and tam, it also means a hadril isurikam. It goes back into the original rule, and it's an isur chel v'dam in this chorus. Well, you don't say a hadril isurikam. It's an exception to the exception, and you're not allowed to eat the chel v'dam the tarubis. But there won't be any chorus because it was bottled bereiv, and the isur chel v'dam is gone, and it's a new isur. So that's a discussion. Taisus has that machlokes. The big taisus in Chulin and Avodah Zarah. When you say tam ki ikir, is there going to be chorus or not? So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the Bir Agro on Hilchos Pesach, he thinks that the Rambam counted as a separate love. This is the mocker in Kol HaTorah Kula for Tam Ki Ikir, And Tam Ki Iker, you don't say Ahadra Le'isara Kama. There will not be Kares, just like by Chometz is not Kares and Kola Tarakula also not. And the Markevus HaMishnah didn't think so. He thought the Ramban was right. If it's talking about Nois and Tam, so that's it is Ahadra Le'isara Kama. And there would be Kares. Must be the Rambam is talking about Min B'Minoi. That's a fantastic Chiddush. Min B'Minoi should be Batal B'Roid Min Atar. The Rambam says no. It's a concept of mashu on the level of the Raisa. And when the Rambam, and then Rav Soloveitchik, he liked Abshan. He says, Grandfather Rav Chaim thought that Markevus HaMishnah was correct. Very few Markevus HaMishnahs that he recommended. I think less than 10, maybe less than 5 that I heard. Very few. And he said, there's a riot. When the Rambam quotes the Gemara and Daf Lamed, the Gemara said, there's a din, Chomis B'Pesach is B'mashu. So the Rambam says the reason why chametz bePesach is mashu because chametz is a double sheish lamatirin. If you wait till after Pesach, then chametz shavala Pesach is mutam and atar. It's only awesome with the Rabban. So it's a double sheish lamatirin. So and then the Rambam says another reason because it says kol machmetzus lo sachelo. There's an isur taruvas chametz. What did he quote? Kol machmetzus lo sachelo. That's the pasuk that the Markevus HaMishnah understood in the Rambam. That's a concept of mashuhu deraisa. You have chometz taruvis min b'minoi, and it's bottled beroiv, and there's still an iser. It should have been bottled beroiv. There's no nesina stop. So that's mamish a concept of mashuhu deraisa. So the chachamim extended it that even if you don't have kazais with achilas pras, chometz has always been mashuhu. But chometz b'mashu was rooted in a din mashu on the level of deraisa because when it's min b'minoi, it should have been bottled beroiv. And chametz is different from kala terakula. That's how the Markevus HaMishnah learns the Rambam.
How does the din derabbanan differ from the din
deraisa? Din derabbanan means that even shishim doesn't help. The din deraisa is only if you have kazais b'chdei achilas pras. Kazais b'chdei pras should be a nisa deraisa. No, kazais b'chdei pras is deraisa if it would have been min b'shein amin with the sinas tam. So the Rambam never said he's talking about min b'shein amin. So that's the Markevus HaMishnah claims. The Rambam is saying that there's an Isa, the Raisa of Taruvus Chometz, but there's no Kores, that's Min B'Minoi, and you have Roiv Heter, Miyut Isa, and it's still Osir if you have Kazais Dachta Achilas Pras. So that's an Isa, the Raisa without Kores. And then the Rabbana, they ask it, even if it's not Kazais Dachta Achilas Pras, even if it's B'Masha, even if you have Shishim against it, it'll still be Osir with the Rabbana.
Is that only
plovim arayis,
or is that all
isurim
where you can have it?
All isurim achila, yeah. All machalos asur, it's no din of misasik. Misasik usually is not chayv chata, except machalos marayis, you can't nehen. All machalos asur, yeah.
So here too, the
If it's bottles on the level of the ice, it's bottle is bottle. So mid the Rabbanon, there's a thing that is b'mashu. So here the Rambam has, sometimes there's a concept of mashu on the level of the ice. Even though it's mid the min, it should have been bottled b'roiv, but if it's still kazais da'achilas pras, it'll still be an isa, but there won't be kores. It's a separate isa. That's the Markevus HaMishnah. Anyway, so those are famous Rambams. That the Rambam paskens half Rav Yehuda, half Rav Shimon. Chametz Rav Pesach, he says only with the Rabbana. Chametz Rav Pesach is a lav. That's half like Rav Yehuda, half like Rav Shimon. Then on the Taruvus Chametz, he says that there's a lav and there's no chorus, and he counts it as a separate lav. And the Rabbana and Sefer Mitzvah doesn't know what to do with that Rambam. It doesn't make any sense. So the Vilna Gaon claims that this is the mocker, according to the Rambam. This is the mocker, called the Tarkula for Tam Ki Iker. And the Rambam holds Tam Ki Iker b'chel v'dam, there's no kares. And the Ramban thinks that that can't be. So the Markevus HaMishnah gave the other suggestion. He gave a different shot. Okay, we did a lot from the Seder. We'll go back to the Seder. You start the Seder with Kiddush. Kiddush, the Mishnah has a machlokes b'sham and misul, and Kiddush all year long. But they said Bar Pi Agafen first, they said Bar Pi Agafen last. The Gemara gives two reasons for Beis Shammai and Machlokes Beis Shammai Misul. Two reasons for Beis Shammai as saying she says Bar Pi Agafen last, and two reasons for Beis Shammai for Beis Hillel explaining why you should say Bar Pi Agafen first. The Gemara should have given a different reason why you should say Bar Pi Agafen last. Hepsik, you're not supposed to be mafzik in between the Bichas Hanenin and the drinking of the wine. So should have said the reason for Beis Shammai is because of Hepsik. They didn't say that reason. So the Rosh has a whole discussion of that. Why did they give that reason? So there's a machloikis. The Gemara says you're not allowed to talk in between Hanocha Shal Yad and Shal Rosh because it's a Goren Bracha Shein Tzvicha. Goren Bracha Shein Tzvicha is an Issa de Rabbanim. If you're going to talk in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, it'll be Goren Bracha Shein Tzvicha. So what's the din if in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh and the Chazan is saying Kedusha? I came early to the second minyan, he's saying Kedusha by the first minyan, let's say. So the answer Kedusha, he's saying Kaddish. Should I say Yesh Mei Rabba? So some Rishonim say that's not a hefsek. Hefsek is only say Sicha B'Teila. But Harai, that is not a hefsek. We say Yaknahas. Sometimes you say when Yonta falls out on Matzoy Shabbos, you say five brachas over the cup of wine, Yain Kiddush Ner Avdolah Zman. And you say four additional brachas in between the Bre'pi Agofen and the drinking of the wine. So it must be that a bracha, Dovish HaBikdusha, a bracha, that's not a hefsek. We talk about the weather, you talk about the sports, you talk about politics. That'll be a hefsek. But you say, in Inyan, Dovish HaBikdusha, that's not a hefsek. So that opinion is not accepted. But that was a very famous opinion. That's a very famous. A lot of Jews from Europe had the practice, if in the middle of davening and you had a lot of talk, so they would talk in Hebrew. Why talk in Hebrew? Talk Lashna Kodesh, that's a mitzvah. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, it's on Pirkei Avos, Evizor b'mitzvah kala kavach amura. So what's a mitzvah kala? So he says, the ledaber b'lashna kodesh. The people don't realize that that's a mitzvah. So the practice always used to be, they would talk b'lashna kodesh, that's not called a hefzik. So there's a Tosis in Brachas, where Tosis says, whenever you're not allowed to be mafzik, it doesn't make a difference whether you talk in Hebrew or you talk in French. Doesn't make a difference. It's still in his house. Apparently, there was such a practice in the days of Bali HaTaisus that the people would talk middle of Krishna. They would talk if they had to in Hebrew. So Taisus says it's not correct. So we don't accept that opinion. Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh. You don't answer Yehesh Mei Rabba, you don't answer Kedusha. Even a Dovish HaBikdusha is also a Bracha, is also a Hepsik. So what's with the Yaknaaz? How come it's not a Hepsik? So the Rosh quotes the first opinion that a Bracha is not a Hepsik. So we don't accept that. He says, what we assume is, kach tikno chachamim. He says, heimam v'heim ramro. The whole takana that you have to say, b'chas anenen, when you drink wine, is only with the rabbanim. And they made the takana, shouldn't be mafzik in between the barak yagof and the drinking of the wine. But heim ramro, they made the takana that you should say kiddush, you should say barak yagof first. Basically, they give two reasons, they give two explanations, why barak yagof should precede. But you shouldn't say, no, you have to have barak yagof at the end, in order not to be mafzik. No. If kach tikno chachamim, then there's no issue of hefsek. So that's one consideration that is not mentioned in the Gemara. Why doesn't the Gemara say you ought to say bar piakofen last when you say kiddush because of hefsek? That's not a problem. Either because of bracha is not a problem or because kach tikno chacham. Then on the other hand, the Gemara should have given another reason for bishilo. Why you should say bar. The Gemara gives two explanations, two reasons for bishilo why you say bar piakofen first. Why should he give it another reason that should run as follows? Let's say a person has yain shatevel, tray for wine. He wasn't mafresh chumas and maisis yet. So he's going to say kiddush over a cup of yain shatevel. And then before he drinks the wine, he'll be mafresh chumas and maisis. So that's not acceptable. When you say the kiddush over a cup of wine, it has to be kosher wine. If you make a kiddush over a tray for wine, it's not going to help that later on you're going to be misakin the shatevel. Before you drink it, it'll come out to discussion. But the Kiddush was recited at the time that the wine was draped. So the same over here. The Gemara says in Brachas, all the food is draped until you say a bracha. Hashemayim, shamayim, l'shem ha'aretz nasan l'v'ne'odam. The other pasuk is l'shem ha'aretz m'loya. The world belongs to God, and the other person gave the world to us. So the Gemara says, kan kodem bracha, kan lacha bracha. So before you say the bracha, the wine is draped. So it's like, huh?
It's not
the government. So the answer is, it's not that the wine is draped. There's a mitzvah to recite that bracha. If you didn't recite a bracha, you didn't do the mitzvah that you were supposed to do. That's really a machlokes harishonim. They say the wine is, you're over an avera if you eat food without saying a bracha. You're over an avera midirabbana. Or they say, no, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah midirabbana. My nafkemina, oinin, mishemesa mutalafonov. Somebody loses a relative. So the din is up until the kvura, there's a din with the rabbanon, he's not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs. Rashi doesn't exactly learn like that. Perek misha mesa mutalafanov. So it says he doesn't do any mitzvahs. So Rashi says because Isaac b'mitzvah patam and a mitzvah. But if he's not busy being metapel in the kvuras hameis, then Rashi says, let him daven. And Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. No, we pass him like the Tosfos. He's not permitted, midirabban, he's not permitted to observe any mitzvah, but at the same time, he's not allowed to violate any others. He can't eat chaser, he can't talk lashon hara, he can't do an avera, but he's not allowed to do a mitzvah. So let's say he wants to eat bread. So he wants to eat bread. Does he have to wash until it's yadayim? So in Shulchan Aruch, the Nesi Kelim say, to eat bread without until it's yadayim is an avera. So the oinen has to wash until it's yadayim, but he doesn't say a bracha. You only say a bracha on until it's yadayim if you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah to wash. But the oinen is not allowed to fulfill any mitzvahs. He has to wash until it's yadayim, not to violate the avera of eating bread without until it's yadayim. It's an interesting einfach. So what about brichas hanenin? When he eats the food, does he say a bracha? Does the oinen say a bracha? So ruba de ruba, 99% of the Rishonim say he's not allowed to say any brichas hanenin, because a brichas hanenin is a mitzvah. And they quote, one of the Rishonim is of the opinion, we don't pass like that, lalacha, one of the Rishonim is of the opinion that he's not allowed to do averis, and eating food, believe brichas hanenin, is an aver. So if you would have said like that opinion, that eating, we don't pass like that, if you would have said like that, that eating food without reciting a bracha is an avera, then the Gemara should have said that reason. You have to say bar piagofen before the Kiddush, because until you say bar piagofen, the wine is also midirabana. And you're saying Kiddush over tray for wine. But the Gemara didn't give that as a reason for bissel. So you see that the psak that we have accepted is correct. We assume that it's a mitzvah to say birchas hanenin. It's not that there's an avera. Not considered an avir, it's just a lack of a fulfillment of the mitzvah.
And oinen is not allowed to say that?
An oinen. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, usually we assume there's no aninus noig at all. Aninus is not noig on Shabbos and Yom Tov, unless he plans to have the kvura soon. Let's say they're going to have the kvura on Yom Tov. Yom Tov in the morning. You're not going to have the kvura at night. Usually they don't do it. So if they plan to have the kvura in the daytime and he's going to go to the funeral, so then he has a din of oinen on Yom Tov also. But if they don't plan to do the kvura, they're by us. We don't do any kvuras. The Gemara says that on Shabbos you don't do a kvura even on Yidei Nochrim. On the first day Yom Tov, you're allowed to do a kvura on Yidei Nochrim. And Yom Tov Shem Shal Goli, you're permitted to do a kvura afilo on Yidei Yisrael. So Moshe Feinstein writes that these haterim to do the kvura on the first day Yom Tov, Yidei Nochrim. He said this is only bisman Gemara. When the body is going to decompose, it's going to be beside a mace, it's going to smell. But this man said he put the body in the freezer. So you should say, you should be matar amir le'nochri in order to fulfill the mitzvah, kovetik b'ed amayamahu. He thinks that that's not proper. The heter was because the body is going to decompose. But if you have a freezer, you're not allowed to have a heter to bury the mace on yant. So that's what the years ago, the Agudas Rabbanim made an issa. You're not allowed to do any kvuras on Yom Tov. Here in Broyes they don't follow.
I was there.
Here they have Levayas on Yom Tov. There they have the cemetery is in Clifton, New Jersey. And there's a Jewish community in Passaic, in Clifton, right near the cemetery. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, if there's a Jew, when the Chevra Kadisha, when the Goy drives to the cemetery, the Chevra Kadisha go along on Yom Tov. Then if there's a Jewish community there, they should stay there. So here the practice always is that we have a funeral on Yom Tov, the Goy drives him back over the bridge. Then as soon as he gets into Washington Heights, the Chevra Kadisha get out of the car and they walk home, a 5-10 minute walk. So there used to be a rabbi here in the neighborhood, Rabbi Aaron Felder. He was the son of Rabbi Gedalia Felder from Toronto. So he wrote a little sefer on Hilchos Avelos in English, and the footnotes are in Hebrew. So he writes this din, that if there's a Jewish community there, they shouldn't come back. So he writes in the footnotes on Hebrew, Maisi Ira Bi'irenu, in our city, means Washington Heights, that the funeral was on Yom Tov, and the Chevra Kadisha drove back with the Goy, and he says it's against what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So all the people boycotted his sefer. Nobody bought the sefer here, because he had the chutzpah to write against Rabbi Breuer.
He was with Rabbi Moshe, wasn't he?
He was with Rabbi Moshe, yeah, all day. There was quite a few years that Rabbi Felder and Rabbi Luth were with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein all day and all night. All the day and all night, yeah.
At those days, they didn't have a community in Passaic and Clifton yet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they do today. I only once or twice.
Okay.
And that was 50, 60 years ago.
Okay. Okay.
The Ikra thing, they still did. I mean, that they made the Levaya, that they still did.
Yes. So yesterday we left off in the middle of the following. This is all Hagdama. Now we're up to where we left off yesterday. The Mishnah says when you recite the Haggadah on Pesach night, you should be Maschal B'Gnus, a Messiah in Bishvach. You should draw the contrast between the way things used to be and the way things are now, that we should express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara has a Machlokes, Rav Shmuel, what is that referring to? So one opinion is, Maschal B'Gnus, a Messiah in Bishvach, is here, Avodim Hayinu Lefarim, Messiah in Bishvach, is here, now Shem in Mitzrayim. The other opinion is no. Mascha benus and Messiah Mishrach has been chil up there by the Zohar Hayavaseinu. V'achshav kervana hamokam lavoidosa. The Rambam has both. He got it from the Goyim. So we say basically two Haggadahs. We say both Haggadah of Rav and Haggadah of Shmuel. Some of the Rishonim, some of the Goyim say that the Gemara didn't mean it's a machleg the A or B. The second Madam meant that you say both. Okay, so bottom line, we say two different Haggadahs. Why do we say mitchila up there by the Zohar V'achshav kervana hamokam lavoidosa? So that's where Avraham Soloveitchik explained that. You see from the Chumash that the whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to lead up to Maimon HaSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing with the Ribbono Shel Olam when he said he wants him to be the Shliach to do the Geula. He said he's a Kvat Peh, Kvat Losh, and the Medrash says he was arguing for 7 days. Every day he had a different argument until the Ribbono Shel Olam got angry. He said he's going to punish him. So he says he had no choice, so he went. So one of the arguments he said, I'm not a politician, I don't speak Egyptian. He was in Midian, he hadn't been in Egypt for so many years. He doesn't speak the language, and he doesn't speak well. Kvat peh, kvat loshen. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Zelecha hois shanoich shlachticha. No, I want you, but hotiach ha-sam in Mitzrayim, tapdun ha-tzalakim ala hor hazeh. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is in order to lead up to Maimon HaSinai, and I don't want a politician. I want a malamed. I want a Rosh Yeshiva, one who can explain the Yidden world. That's why I'm picking you. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, Pshat on the Pasuk. He was fond of quoting the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch says on that Pasuk like that. The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to lead up to Maimon HaSinai. I'm not looking for political freedom. I'm not looking for a politician who knows how to speak well. I'm looking for a malamed who knows how to teach Torah. So that's why there was one opinion that since the whole purpose of the Yetzias Mitzrayim was in order to lead up to Maimon HaSinai, so that should really be Mascha B'Gnus and Messiah Mishrach. We should say, the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of Egypt and he led up to HaSinai and he gave us the whole Torah. That's the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. I thought it strange. How can Yavam Achloikis Rav Shmuel about what Pshat in the Mishnah is? Didn't they learn by Rabbi Yudan Nasi? So when he taught the Mishnahs, how did he translate the Mishnah? So when I posed this question, did I mention it? So I said that there was a fellow in the audience, he tells me afterwards, where do you get the idea of Shmuel learned by Rabbi Yudan Nasi? So Rav learned by Rabbi Nasi, Shmuel learned by Rabbi Yudan Emissary. I don't know, that's what he told me. He told me it's not a kash. But I told him that the Meiri has this kasha on the first Mishnah in Bava Kama. First Mishnah in Bava Kama, it says, Ar Bavis and Zik and Shor Bor Mabe Hever. So it says, Mabe. Mabe is a very strange word. What does it mean? So it's Machlek, it's Rav Shmuel, but Mabe Zeh Ha'odom, or Mabe Zeh Hashem. So the Meiri asked the question, when Rabbi Yudan Nasi taught the Mishnais, what did he say? Did he say Odom or did he say Shein? They learned by Rabbi Yudan Nasi. So they were the first generation of Talmidim. What did he say? So the Miri says, very interesting, he thinks that there must have been an old tradition, Abavis and Zikin, and there were two versions of the old tradition, whether you include Adam HaMasik as one of the four, or no, Abavis and Zikin goes on this game Amono. Adam HaMasik is not one of them, and Mavazah HaShein, and Shor is Keren. And Rabbi Yudan Nasi picked the word Mave, which is a Lishna de Mishtamala Train Anpin. It's a vague term that can either mean Odom or Shein. He wanted to preserve the both traditions. So he wrote Abravis and Zikin, and he picked the word that's so vague. If you like the tradition that it's Odom, so Mave can fit into the Odom. If you like the tradition, Odom is not included, then Mave is a Hashem. So I thought maybe the same thing over here. Maybe that's an interesting theory, the beginning of Bava Kama. So I thought maybe the same over here. That maybe there were two old traditions exactly how you should recite the Haggadah. It should be Maschal Begnus Mesayim Beshvach by saying Avodim Hayinu Vayotzi Arishem in Mitzrayim. Or Mitchilu Abda Avodim Zorah Hayav Vesein. So maybe Rabbi Yudah Nasi Bedavke wrote a vague Loshen Maschal Begnus Mesayim Beshvach to satisfy whatever your Minig HaMokim is. The Machalekes Rabbi Shmuel was, which of the two traditions makes more sense? The Miri says, and Baba Kami says, they heard the both traditions for Biranas. Biranas, he wrote it in a vague fashion. They were arguing which of the two traditions makes more sense. Then we recite, we mention in the Haggadah Rabbi Gamliel, Hayom, Kosha, Lama, Shlosha, Dvar, Ma'il, B'Pesach, Lo Yotza, Yedechai, Vosai. Yeah, what does that mean? So the Rambam writes, you're not Yotza, the mitzvah of Sipit Yis Mitzrayim. This is crucial. Sipit Yis Mitzrayim has to be by way of explaining the mitzvahs halayla, matzah zu shan roechlem, morizah shan roechlem, and pesach shohei abisein roechlem. Now, Soloveitchik said when he was in the university in Berlin, so he went to one of the shuls in order to listen to the Shabbos Haggadah drasha. So the rabbi interpreted Rabbi Gamliel, kol shalom mishal shadar me'el pesach, le'yotze dechavos, he's not yet in the mitzvah of matzah, he's not yet in the mitzvah of korban pesach. So he walked up to the rabbi after said, why do you say such a strange pshat? Why don't you say it's not Yotzei Tzipi, it's Yotzei Mitzrayim, like it says in the Rambam. So the rabbi says he didn't look in the Rambam. The Marsha says like that. So he looked in the Marsha, that's what it says. So he says he was wondering for years, why did the Marsha say such a strange pshat? Yotzei Dechavosei is not Yotzei Korban Pesach, and not Yotzei Matzah. Till he found there's a Ramban in the Mocham that says like that. So in the later years, he used to say, to Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. How do you translate the words Liyotzi Dechavos? The Rambam says, you're not yet in the mitzvah of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says, Liyotzi Dechavos is not to be taken literally. It means you're not fully Yotzi Dechavos. Ramban has this commenting on the Mishnah Sukkah. Mishnah Sukkah has a Machlek is Besham and Besil. What's the din? Misho Yoyosh B'Sukkah. The Shulchan B'Sach HaBayis. Is that permissible? And he's Rosh HaRuva B'Sukkah, the Shulchan B'Sach HaBayis. So do you make Gzer Hashemi Moshe Chachar Achilah? So he's going to have to lean over to take the food. Then he's going to lean back and eat the food. Each time he's going to lean over, get the food, bring it into the Sukkah. So that's Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sil. So the Mishnah records a story. They went to visit one Tana. He was sitting in the Sukkah, Rosh HaRuva B'Sukkah, Shulchan B'Sach HaBayis. He was eating like that. And then they told him, if you do like this, and kacha yisanoig lekiyam the mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, you were never yotze the mitzvah sukkah. What do you mean, not yotze? You weren't yotze midirabbanan on the level of their eyes, so you are yotze. So Tosfos has a whole fantastic chiddush on that Mishnah that whenever a person does a mitzvah min haTorah, that min haTorah can really fulfill a mitzvah in a different fashion. But midirabbanan, they insisted, let's say a guy's going to say kiddush alo b'makom suda. I mean, at Torah, Kiddush Makom Suda, there's no pasuk for that. Kiddush Makom Suda is only with the Rabbanan. So let's say a person will cite Kiddush, Shaloba Makom Suda. So do you say he's not Yotze anything? He's not even Yotze on the level of the Raisa? You say, no, he's Yotze on the level of the Raisa. He's not Yotze with the Rabbanan. So Tosfos interprets Hagantza Gemara in Brochas, Daf Yud Aleph, that's what the Gemara said. You're not even Yotze on the level of the Raisa. And that's how it says in Kena Yisvnoig Lekiyam to Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. If you're sitting Rosh Avruka Ruba B'Sukkah B'Shulchan B'Sach Abayis, you're not Yotze even on the level of the Raisa. The Chachamim declared that you're not Yotze. And the Ramban says, what do you mean the Chachamim declared you? How can they say that you're not Yotze the Raisa? It means Lekiyam to Sukkah Miyamecha B'Shlei Musa. You're not fully Yotze. So as a mashal, the Ramban quotes this Mishnah Rabbi Gamliel Ha'Yomer Kol Shalom Ashtar Shadvar Meila B'Pesach. What, you're not Yotze Korban Pesach at all? You're not Yotze Bishlei Musa. More correct is to eat Korban Pesach and to explain what it's all about. But you're Yotze Korban Pesach. It's that you're not fully Yotze the mitzvah. So Ramban disagrees with the Tosfos there by Lokiyam the mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha and interprets this Mishnah not Yotze Dechavasa means you're not Yotze Sipitzias Mitzrayim like the Rambam. You're not fully Yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. You're not fully yotze the mitzvah of matzah and marim. Then the Mishnah says, takona, I guess, it doesn't seem to be a din deraisa, in order to fulfill Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim, we should recite the parsha of Arami Avid Ovi, the Dorish Kala Parsha Kula, Ad Sofo, that's what it says. The Rosh has had comments of the Torah Shabbal Peh, so we break down it, we say a pasuk, and then we break down the pasuk to its component phrases, to its component parts, and we give the drushas of the Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Mishnah says that Yedorish Kola Parsha Kula Ad Seifa, till the end of the Parsha. We don't do that. We don't do that. What's the last pasuk? Batvienu ala makam azeh. We don't say like that. So Rav Soloveitchik wasn't sure what's going on over here. We're in Parshas Kisavai.
Then the next pasuk is by Yivienu la makam azavit lanosos erasavus chol avidvash. But tohinei says basically pre hadama. That you don't say. What about by Yivienu la makam azet? Rav Soloveitchik suggests that maybe bisman hamigdosh, and the Jews lived in it. When the Jews lived in Eretz, maybe they did say by Yivienu la makam azet. Maybe it's only after the golos.
Can't say that.
Doesn't make sense to say. Okay, he gave us Eretz, but then he took it away again. So maybe now we don't say. Maybe when the Jews lived, and when the bulk of the Jews lived in Eretz, maybe they did say. It's unclear.
Jews in Eretz Yisrael can say
that. Yeah. So it's strange. The Talmud comments on the Mishnah. It says, Yedarshan Ad Sof HaParsha. We don't do like that. We don't say Ad Sof HaParsha. At Pesach now we recite the Halal. We spoke a little bit about the Halal that the Mishnah says in Megillah, Halal is on the mitzvahs that have to be fulfilled by Yom. You're not Yotze Balalas. How can we say Halal Beleil Pesach? So the different answers. So in yeshivas, the more popular answer is based on the Chidah. The Chidah has something over 80 Svarim. So on one of the Svarim, he has one of the Tshuva Svarim. He has Chaim Shaul, I think. He has that there was a boat that was traveling in the Mediterranean, and there was a big storm, and they thought they were going to sink, they were all going to lose their lives, and everybody was petrified. And then they were Nitzel. So they wanted to say hello. They had a Yeshua, wanted to say hello. But it was the middle of the night when the whole storm happened. So they were wondering whether they have to wait till the morning, based on the Mishnah Megillah, Halal is only recited by Yom. And the Chidor was consulted later. He said, no, they should have said the Halal Balaila. That Mishnah only goes Halal Asim Chazyantif should be recited by Yom. Halal Zechelenes. Chanukah is Halal Zechelenes. But Halal B'Shas HaYeshua, that you say whenever the Yeshua happens to be. So Halal on Pesach night, that's famous from the Priske Rav in a Sefer quotes a Ran at the end of Psachim, Arvi Psachim, who quotes Rav Haigwan. Rav Haigwan says that on Pesach night you don't say a bracha at all on the Halal that you say in the Haggadah. Why? Because it's a halal shal shira. What do you mean halal shal shira? It means it's a spontaneous halal. Halal b'shas Yeshua. So you understand on your own you should say halal. This is the raisa. It's learned out from the fact that the Chumash records in Parshas B'shalach Shira Sayam Oz Yoshe. So we see from the fact that Chumash records it that that's the proper practice that you should have. Because it's a bracha shekher shanam and satsvaro likros a halal. So that takes away from the whole spontaneity. You kill it. Have to say thank you. So you told me I have to say thank you. I'm going to say thank you. We should say thank you on our own. So that's exactly what the Rav Haigwan says, that the halal on Pesach night is the halal b'shas HaYeshua, halal shal shira. So he says, the halal shal shira, you don't say a bracha. So the Baal Hamor, at the end of Psachim, quotes the Mishnah in Tainis. Mishnah in Tainis says, if there's atziris geshamim, if there's no rain, so nothing is going to grow, and the animals can die, and the people can die. It's going to be a big sakana. Years ago, the Bezn used to be goyza tainis when there was no rain. In recent years, a couple of years, around 4 or 5 years ago, some of the young rabbanim who are in the rabbanut thought they should be goyza tainis, so the old-time rabbanim laughed at them, and they said that was only before they figured out how to desalinate the water. Now that they know how to desalinate the water, it's just going to cost a lot of money, but no one's going to die, and everything is going to grow. It just to cost the Medina, Lama, so you're not guys of Tainus today. Yeah. So years ago, in the days of the time, they didn't know how to desalinate the water. They were all going to die. If the big sakana for everybody. So there used to be guys of Tainus when there would be atziras gishamim. So the Mishnah says, what if there were guys of Tainus, the people were fasting, and then it rains in the middle of the day. You have to fast till the end of the day. I say, you know, it rained in the middle of the day. You had Yeshua, so you stop. The Mishnah says it depends whether the rain came before Chatzos or after Chatzos. If the rain came after Chatzos, so that's already Haskalas HaTainus. That's not time having a late breakfast. It's after Chatzos already. That's a Mikzas HaTainus. So then you got to fast till the end of the day. But if it rained before Chatzos, that's a late breakfast. You didn't even begin the Tanis yet. So then everybody goes home and they eat, and then they should gather back together in Shul and recite Tahalo. Thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the Yeshua. So the Gemara asked the Kasha on the Mishnah, what's the big rush? Why do they have to run home to eat and then go back to Shul and say Hallel? Let them say Hallel and Shul, and then they'll go home and they'll eat. The Hallel is long going to take. How long does it take? 15, 20 minutes, the Hallel. It's, as I say, they don't have Shlomo Kalbach. Kalbach will take an hour and three quarters to say Hallel. But in the days of the Tanaim, the Hallel took 15, 20 minutes to say Hallel, and then you go home and eat. So the Gemara says, Einamim Hallel, El Al Keres Meleah, Benefesh Seveya. You have to have a full belly to recite Hallel. You have to be in a happy mood to say Hallel. So Tosfos on the Daf and Tainus says to Kasha, what about on Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh? We say Hallel. We don't eat before the davening. Where's the Keres Malei of an Efesh Seveya? So there's some kind of misprint in the answer. So the Loshon of Tosfos is Megum Gamber. I think that Tosfos Yom Tov quotes it on Mishnayos and he corrects it. I think what it's supposed to say is that there are different kinds of Hallel. If it's the Hallel of Simchas Yom Tov, Hallel Zecher L'Nes, that there was an Es Chanukah that occurred so many centuries ago, then you don't need Keres Malei V'Nefesh Seveya. But if it's Hallel B'Shasa Yeshua, there was a Tziras Gishomim, and then the Bezim was Goyza Tainas, and then they were fasting, and then rain came before Chatzos, that's a Hallel B'Shasa Yeshua. So such a Hallel will be sung with more Gishmak if you're going to have a meal before. So then you should eat first. So the Balamoa writes, the Hallel on Pesach night is a Hallel Shal Shira. The Rav Haigwein said, it's a Hallel B'Shasa Yeshua. That's why we say that the Mar Mechalev appoints out, B'chol Dov Adar Chai Varam Liris Adatzma, Kilu Hiyatzma Mitzrayim Leficha Anach Nachayav Malahalo. We have the feeling tonight as if we just left Mitzrayim. So we just left Mitzrayim, that's Hallel B'Shasa Yeshua. So you have to say Hallel. So such a Hallel should really be at after the meal. So the Balamoa says the Iker of the Hallel really is the part of the Hallel that you say after the meal is over. You say a little bit, you say just one perek, or two prokim, we follow Basil. You say the first two prokim before the meal, to be kaveh the meal as a Sudas Haidoya. Sudas Haidoya is like pattern after the Din Daraisa of Korban Toida. That's an Itziban Chumash, and Parshas Tzav points out. Korban Toida, you have to eat Yom Laila at Chatzos, you have to invite twice as many people in order to express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public, in the presence of a larger group. So that's the Balamor, that the Hallel on Pesach night is really a Hallel Shal Shira, Hallel B'Shasa Yeshua, and the Iker of the Hallel really is that part that's recited after the meal. And we only recite part of the Hallel before the meal, to be Kaveh the Suda as a Suda Soidoya. We don't say any bracha, yeah. Some Bali Ataisa said two brachas on the first half of the Hallel before the meal, and the second half of the Hallel after the meal. It said Likra Sahala, then Ligmar Sahala. Others only said a bracha in the beginning, others only a bracha in the second half. So we don't say any bracha at all. So that's what the Ran quotes Rav Hai going, no, it's a Hallel Shal Shira. So yeah, the bracha doesn't belong, but there are different opinions. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote that in Maseches Mocha, in Maseches Sofrim, it says that there are certain, so many days in the year that you say Hallel Shalom, and then there's one night every year you say Hallel Shalom, that's on Pesach night. That after Ma'ariv, before Kaddish Tizkabel, you say Hallel in Shul. So the Mechaba quotes this, that the correct practice is that one should recite, they should say Hallel in Shul before Kaddish Tizkabel. The Ramah quotes from the Balei HaTosfos that was not their practice, but it says in Masachas Sofrim like that. So Tay says, yeah, Sech is often talking, if the Balabat and Ramaratzim, they don't know how to prava a Seder, so they won't know how to say Hallel. So they may as well say Hallel and Shul. But if Kulon HaChacham, Kulon HaNevayim, Kulon is Gain, we all know how to read Hebrew, we all know how to say the Hallel and the Seder, so you don't say it in Shul. So that was the Ashkenazim usually followed, a lot of Sephardim, Chassidim followed the Mechaber, that they say Hallel and Shul. And the Ashkenazim, the Misnagdim, usually followed the Ramah, that they didn't say Hallel at all in the Shul. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's practice was, the Vilna Gaon says, more correct is like the Mechaber, that you should say Hallel and Shul, not like the Balei HaTosfos. So Rav Chaim learned in Balozhin. Rav Chaim was a Rosh Yeshiva Balozhin, so he followed the meaning of Balozhin. Balozhin usually followed, they always followed the Minhagi HaGro. So the Gro says the more correct practice is you should say Hallel and Shul. Rav Soloveitchik used to encourage all the Rabbanim, to introduce halal and shul with a brach on Pesach night before Kaddish Tiskabel, unless it'll cause a machloikis. If it'll cause a machloikis, a lot of Balbatim will be insistent, they're not going to say halal. If it causes a machloikis, then you don't make machloikis. But otherwise, more correct is, he thought, to follow the Vilna Gaon, that you should say halal and shul. There's a shadow, what is... Yeah, Shulchan Aruch said, you say with a bracha. What is that all about? Where does that halal come from? Rav Soloveitchik used to say, there's a bir hagro on Hilchas Chanukah, where he says, the Mechaber writes, there's a meaning that you bench Chanukah licht and shul with a bracha. But it says, no one's yaitzeh. You have to be madlag al pesach besa mi bachutz. No one's yaitzeh, so it's a minik. So where does the minik come from? So the Vilna Gaon writes in the bir hagro, the minik comes from halal and shul on Pesach night. Whenever there's a din that you're supposed to do something for the purpose of Pesumi Nisa, like reciting Halal in the Seder is for the purpose of Pesumi Nisa. So if you do it in Shul, when everybody's all together, before Kaddish Tiskabel, when the Minyan is done with Suraf Yachad, so then you'll gain more Pesumi Nisa. So then the Chachamim required you should do it in Shul to have more Pesumi Nisa. So just like that's what it says in Masechet Sofrim with respect to Halal on Pesach night, so we should do the same on Hadlaka and Neres Chanukah. On Leil Chanukah. Yeah, the shad is, but we don't say a bracha on the halal and the hagodah. So why do we say a bracha on the halal and shul? So we usually assume that's a difference. So one opinion in Taisa says you don't say a bracha on halal and in the hagodah because you're dividing it in half. You're going to say half before, half after. You don't say a bracha and not say gans halal. So on shul, you're not going to divide it in half. So you do say a bracha. So if you say it like that, it's fine. But if you say the way the Ran quoted from Rav Haigwan that we don't say a bracha on the halal in the Seder because it's a halal shal shira, it's a halal b'shas hayushua. So then, why do you say a bracha on the halal in shul if it's the same halal? The Vilna Gaon says it's the same halal. So that is a problem. How do they blend in together? That is a problem.
The whole din of halal on Leil Pesach and shul is a different from Issa.
Yeah.
When the Tzibra Stom Tzuref Yachad. So some shuls have the minhag that in order to satisfy both shitas, they'll end the minyan and say Kaddish Tiskabel and have the people walk out, and then they'll say halal. So is there any point to still say a bracha at that point?
So according to Rav Soloveitchik, he thought that you're not gaining anything. He thought that the minhag to be madlag Neres Chanukah and shul is only after he said from his father like that. And a lot of shuls, they'll light the chazan, will light the Neres Chanukah and Erev Shabbos Chanukah before Mincha. Because they're going to wait till after Mincha, it'll be so close to the Shkir. It'll be after the Shkir, it'll be too late. So they light before Mincha. So he said his father held that that's not right, because they weren't Nitzdar for Yachad L'Tfilu. You have to, the Minig and Shul is in between Mincha and Marav. They went Nitzdar for Yachad for Mincha, they're going to dab Marav right away. But if, like in the base Medrash, we dab the Mincha at 2:30, then we dab Marav at 6:30 or 6:15. Then the Shki is 4 o'clock or something, 4:30. So it's in the middle of nowhere. So we light the candles, but we don't say a bracha. Because Rav Soloveitchik thought you only say the bracha if you have a tzibur, she nitzdar for yachad, for tefillah, and the tziruf is still there. They just daven mincha and they plan to daven marav immediately afterwards, and it's still nitzdar for yachad. Or if they daven, let's say, Mitzoy Shabbos, you can't light them into mincha, I got to say, atachan atonu. So they daven marav, but they didn't say Kaddish Tiskabel yet. But once they said Kaddish Tiskabel, so there's no longer any tziruf of the minyan. So according to him, I think you wouldn't be gaining too much to say the halal on shul after the Kaddish Tiskabel. That's what they introduce over here in the Aguda shul, in the neighborhood. They say the minyan originally was organized by Mr. Mendelovich, the one who founded the Torah Vidas. He used to live here in the neighborhood. That's what they say. They say that he made that pshara, that they should say Kaddish Tiskabel and the Yekid should leave, and then the Polish Jews should say the Halal after the Kaddish, after the Aleidah. So going to Rav Soloveitchik, you're not gaining too much.
Is that a problem of over a Halal Hoyom
and
Mu'adid?
If
there's no reason to say it?
Mm-hmm. Shaila Brocha Levatola, you say Brocha and Shul, and a Shaila of Halal unnecessarily. Yes, it is a Shaila. I don't know. So our practice is we say two prokam of halal before the meal to be kaveh the meal as a sudas oidoya. Then the main part of the halal is recited after the meal is over. At the conclusion of the two parts of the halal, two chapters that we say before the meal, then we say the bracha sheg yolonu. That's the second bracha lakos. We say there are four brachas lakos. Kiddush alakos, Hashir Gialon, Bichos Hamosan alakos, and Bichos Hashir. So the Mishnah records what appears to be a machlekes Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. What is the nusach of the bracha Hashir Gialon? So Rav Tarfon says Hashir Gialon, Golos Habsenim Samigyan Aladza Lechav Bo Matzamor. Period. Rav Akiva Hayemaisiv Kein Hashem Megiyan Alagiyan Lemoyadim Lgolam Achem, etc. So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis has a very fascinating interpretation. He says it's not a machlekes Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva. Rav Tarfon was an older contemporary Rav Akiva. He lived with Bizman Abayis. So Bizman Abayis, he said, Asher Geolanu Golas HaSenet HaYigan Alav HaZal Lechol Boi Pesach Matzu Umara. Nekuda. That was the end of the bracha. Rav Akiva is talking, he was a younger contemporary. He's talking after the Churban Abayis. So you don't say Lechol Boi Pesach Matzu Umara. You just say Lechol Boi Matzu Umara. Then you should add on a tefillah, Kein Hashem Kein Yagyeinu Lemuyadim Legorl Machem Abayim Lekoseinu Leshalom. We should see the Beis Hamikdash and so on. So Rabbi Akiva added on more because he lived in a later period after the Churban Abayis. And once you have not only a Hoidoya Leshava, you have a Bakosha Lahavo, then since it has more than one theme, it has the status of a Baruch Arucha, you have to be Chosemes Bebaruch. So then you have to end up Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. Rabbi Tarfon only said a Baruch Ha-Ktsara. But by Rabbi Kiva's times that they added a tefillah lahaba, so they had a that's called the bracha rucha that has more than one theme in it. So then you have to be chosem is bebarach, has to be pasach is bebarach, chosem is bebarach. The lashon is very strange. We say, "Kein hashenu yagenu, smeichem b'vinyan nirech v'sasim ba b'desech v'nechal shomer azvachim u'min apsachim." First you eat the chagigas habasa, then you eat the psalchem. Ashe yagia damam al kir mizbachacha liratzon. What do you mean, ashe yagia damam? You should have said, ashe yizarek damam al kir mizbachacha. Why ashe yagia damam? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, the Gemara on the last daf in psalchem, in the very last Mishnah, has a machlekes hatanaim. What do you do with the dam of the korban pesach? Do you do zrika meirochog? Do you do shvicha mikorev? You take the klisharis with the dam and you pour it on kir hamizbeach? Well, you do zrika like all the other karbanis. You do zrika, so because there's a machlokes hatanaim, we don't want to get involved. So we say ashi yagi adamam. However, whatever the din is, whether the din is supposed to be zrika or b'shvicha, ashi yagi adamam akem is bachacha liratzayin. Liratzayin is also a strange lotion. What do you mean liratzayin? So that okay, could be. So there's a famous biur in the Sefer Emek Brocha, which was written by a fellow who, Rabbi Pomeranchik, he learned Barav Velvelos Aveh. He lived in Brisk, so he learned many years Barav Velvelos Aveh. He moved to Eretz Yisrael after the war. He survived the war, and then he died young in Eretz Yisrael. So he put out a Sefer Emek Brocha. He has things from the Brisk Erev that other people don't quote. He has a lot of his own. So he has the following suggestion, that there's a Mishnah Megillah, the Rabbi Yudah says, that the Kedushas HaMikdush is Kitchel Asilov. Even after the Churban Abayis, the Kedush is still there. How does he know? He's talking about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Afilu B'Churbana. But he derives it, the Tana Rabbi Yudah derives it from the Beis HaMikdush, retains the Kedush B'Churbana, because the Pasuk in B'Chukaisai says, V'Hashimose es Mikdushechem. Afilu B'Shamamusam Adayin Hen Kedushim. V'Hashimose es Mikdushechem. How do you see anything from the word so it's usually assumed to be pshat, but Hashimosi, I'm going to destroy it. And even after it's destroyed, it's still called Migdashechem. So you see, it still has, it retains the Kedusha. That's the Pasha pshat. So all the Mepharshim ask the Kasha, who says that it retains the Kedusha? Hashimosi is Migdashechem. I will destroy the building that used to be the Beis HaMikdash. After I'll destroy it, it will no longer be the Beis HaMikdash. How do you see that it still has the status of the Beis HaMikdash, Hafilu B'Sham HaMusam? So the Netziv has a comment, and the Binyan Tzion has the same. They both say the same thing, that the Pasuk continues, Hashimosi is Migdashechem, Aloy Ariach B'Ariach Nichoichechem. I will not be interested in smelling the fragrant smell of the Karbonis. So if there's no Beis HaMikdash, of course there are no kaponis. What is there to discuss? You see from the Pasuk, it's two different clothes. Hashimosi es Mikdashechem, I'll destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And another curse is, and even after the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, if you want to, Makriv and Afa Bishem Bayis, because Kitchel Osi Lover, but I'm not interested, don't do me any favors, the Rebbe Shalom says,
I'm not interested in smelling the carbonas. Don't bring me any carbonas, even though strictly picking, you're allowed to. So that's why they both say the same thing. You gotta know chumash for this. The Netziv and the Binyan Tzil was a little before. They say the phrase Reach Nechach appears by every carbon except for carbon Pesach. So the whole discussion that they had in the days of the Bali Atesis, that they moved there to Sod, they were discussing the possibility of making a Mizbech and bringing a carbonus. The whole Meduber was only to make a Mizbech without a Beis HaMikdash, just to make a Mizbech. You can't bring carbonus without a Mizbech. So where's the Beis HaMikdash? So the din is kitchel lasi lovay. But to bring other carbonus, tmidim and myself, and that's out of the question. Because it says, I'm not interested. Don't do me any favors. I'm not interested in smelling your carbonus. So the whole meduber only was when they get the carbon pesach. They should bring the carbon pesach. So that was the shaila. What do you mean? Only to bring carbon pesach? So when you make a mizbech, you have to be mechanach the mizbech. The Mishnah says in Menachah, say mechanach the mizbech al betamid shel shachar. You have to start from the beginning, and all the karbanos begin in the morning with the tamid shel shachar. So the chido is bothered with that kasha, and the Birkei Yosef on Hilchas Erev Pesach, he works on that kasha. How could there have been a havamina to make a mizbech and to be makriv korban pesach if a mechanach is a mizbech al betamid shel shachar? So the chido suggests that maybe that mishnah is only lachatchil; it's not miyakeh b'riyadim. That's quite a big chiddush. The Pashto says that it's not so. The Pashto says that it is miyakeh b'riyadim. You have to be mechanach the mizbech dafka with the tamid shel shachar. So how could there have been a discussion about the possibility of making a mizbech and bringing a korban pesach? You can't be mechanachin with the korban pesach. So that's a suggestion that runs as follows. Korban pesach had a couple of quirks to it that totally different from all the other korbanos. So one of the dinim is the korban pesach is brought after the tamid shel bein habayim. All other korbanos are sandwiched in between the tamid shel shachar and tamid shel bein habayim. You're not supposed to bring a korban before the tamid shel shachar. But if you did, Tosfos proves that it'll be kosher. And you're not supposed to bring a korban after the tamid shel bein habayim. Also, but if you did, it'll be kosher. I used to have a fellow who came to the Aguda all the time, always in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, every Shabbos, and then he would daven Musa with us. Then he would ask every week the same Shabbos, can he daven Shachos? He already daven Musa, can he daven Shachos? So the Mechaba and the Ramo both say the same thing. Even if Lechatchid is supposed to daven Shachos before Musa, because you're not supposed to bring the Musa before the Tamid Shel Shachar, but the Yed, the Tosfos says it'll be kosher. If you brought a korban before the Tamid Shel Shachar, it's kosher. So, but yeah, but if you daven Musa before Shachris, you can daven Shachris, and you don't have to repeat the Musa again. The Mechaba and the Ramo both say, why the Ramo have to say the same thing? I don't know. They both say the same thing in the same siman, in Hilchos Shabbos, when you talk about davening Shachris and Musa. This guy, every week, had the same Shabbos. He would always daven Musa with us. Yes, the Shabbos, you're allowed to daven Shachris, you know. So that din is all year long. All that's called Esed HaShlam, Aleh HaShlam, Kol HaKabon Skum. There's a series of all the carbonas, there's a system, and the system has to begin from the beginning. And Erev Pesach, after the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim, they brought the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was the exception to the rule. Tosfos is not sure whether Pesach Sheni was also after the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim or before. They're not sure about Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Rishon was clear. The Pharisee in the Mishnah is Pesach Rishon every single year was brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Habayim. So you see that there's a separate system of Akrabas HaKabbalas. Korban Pesach is a system unto its own. So there are 354 days in the Jewish calendar, something like that. So on 353 and a half days, the din is Eimachadcha HaMizbech Ala B'Tamid Shel Shachar. On the other half of the day, if it's Erev Pesach after Chatzos, maybe you can be Mechanach the Mizbech with the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is the beginning of the series. It's a series unto its own. It's not part of the regular series. The dinners always have to begin from the beginning. But it could be that exactly is the beginning. That is the beginning. Yeah. By the menorah, you mechanech the hadlaka bein ha'abayim. The Rambam holds you lit twice a day, bein ha'abayim in the morning, but ein mechanecha samner ela ba'hadlaka bein ha'abayim. And the korban and the mizbech ala b'tamid shel shachar, you have to be avedos mechan chosan. You have to start from the beginning. So that's it. 353 and a half days in the year, the beginning is the tamid shel shachar. But after Pesach after Chatzos, it could well be that the beginning
is the Korban Pesach, because the Korban Pesach is a series unto itself. Could be that that's the Teretz. He spoke a little bit about the qualifications that are necessary to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Matzah. So we spoke a little bit about whether you need Shalachem. The Gemara has Machlegs Habyuda, it's a Gemara in Kiddushin, the main Sugi is in Kiddushin, where the Maiseh Sheni Mam and Baal Mam Gavoya. So the Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Psochim says, if you brought your Maiseh Sheni to Yerushalayim and you made matzahs out of it, can you be Yotze or not? So the Gemara says, it depends. If you hold like Reb Meir, we pass like Reb Meir, Maiseh Sheni Mam and Gavoya, then you should not be able to be Yotze. But if you hold Maiseh Sheni Mam and Baal, then you can be Yotze. So the Gemara asked, since when do you need Shalachem by Matzah? No such halacha. The Gemara said, you do need Shalachem. So we spoke about that. Achlek is the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh understands the Kipshuto. The Rosh says, a Matzah Zula is no good because it's not Shalachem. And the Rambam didn't understand. The Rambam says, a Matzah Zula is no good because Mitzvah Baba Veira. There is no din that you need Shalachem. It's just if it's Hel Hegdish. By the Shayna Mama Gavah means that it's labeled as Hegdish. You're not Yotze with a Matzah Shal Hegdish. So the Gemara has several Klolim, Tanoim are tossing out several ideas of qualifications for matzah. So one is lechem oni, that it should be, can't be matzah shira. So that we spoke a little bit, the machlek is the Rambam and other Rishonim. What about Charmei Peres? The Rambam sheet only the four mashkin, Yain Shem and Dvash Cholov, and the other Rishonim seem to hold all May Peres is not. Then the Gemara has other, we spoke a little bit, one Tana is of the opinion that matzah shal maaseh sheni is not good because it says la'echal to be oini mimenu. When you say vidoi maaseh, and there are Pesach of the fourth year, and there are Pesach of the seventh year, so you say la'echal to be oini mimenu. I didn't eat the maaseh sheni in a state of aninus. So even though the pasuk says lechemoni with an ayin, the Torah shabal peh, one tana darshims it as if it were written with an aleph, and lechemoni means mishenecha baninus. So if you have matzah shal maaseh sheni, it can't be yotze because ain't a necha baninus. So we don't pass like that, but at one time it was of the opinion like that has to be Nechabaninus. Then the Gemara has other interesting ideas. The Pasuk says you should eat the matzah.
Excuse me, what does that have to do with Pesach? With the matzah and Pesach?
The Chumash calls the matzah and Pesach lechem oni. Oni is spelled with an ayin. So we say oni as opposed to a rich. Matzah shira is no good. So matzah shira is a machlok, is the Rambam and other Rishonim, is only the four mashkim, Yashin, or all may pay. What about egg matzah? Going to Rambam, egg matzah is good for the Seder, the other Rishonim holds no good. Then another Tana Darshan is lechemoni, as if it were written with an aleph, it's written with an ayin. Lishenecha baninus. You're only yotzei matzah if it's not from Maaseh Sheni. If it's matzah from Maaseh Sheni, it's enenecha baninus, because they lo yachal to be oni mimenu, you're not allowed to eat Maaseh Sheni baninus, so you can't be yotzei. With such matzah, he can't be yotze in the mitzvah matzah. So we don't pass like that. We pass and it depends by Maaseh Sheni, Mama Gavai, Mama Bailu. We reject that drasha, Misha Necha Baninus. Then the Gemara has another drasha. It says, B'chol Mashu Sechen Tochel Matzahs. You can only bring Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. Even Mizman Het HaBamis. Says, L'such L'zbach HaSapasa B'achad Sharecha. So the Gemara says, even Mizman Het HaBamis, you're not allowed to be makar of a korban pesach on a bama. A korban shezmana kavua, you need a bama gdoila. You have to be makar of in the Beis HaMikdash and the bama gdoila. You can't be makar of in a bama katana. My father went to Dropsy College in Philadelphia. My father was in the rabbinate in Pennsylvania. So years ago, Orthodox rabbis didn't make a living. So he went to Dropsy College to make a little panasa. He got a fellowship from there. So he said one of the big professors there was developing a whole theme that Korban Pesach and the days, years ago, every family made their own Zevach Mishpach, everybody brought their own Korban Pesach in their little village, and they celebrated a family get together. So my father raised his hand and he said, it's against the Chumash. The Gemara says, even Mizman Het HaBamis, you're not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on a Bama Ketana, you're only on a Bama Gedayla. Any Korban Shezman HaKavua is a separate kind of a korban. You only tvinim and mesafim, you can't bring either, because mano kavua, you only bring an abama gedolah. So the Gemara, so the pasuk says you can only bring the korban pesach and abama gedolah, only in the Beis HaMikdash. But b'chol mashu sechen tochel matzahs. Matzah eat all over the world, b'chol mashu sechen. So the Gemara has one tana is of the opinion, only matzah and achelis b'chol mashu shabbos. If you have matzah, they can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Then you can't, if you have, let's say, matzah shal bikurim, can only eat it in Yerushalayim, So you can't be yotze with matzah shel bikur. So what's the story about matzah shel ma'aser sheni? Ma'aser sheni also can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. The Gemara says no. Ma'aser sheni, if it'll be nitma, you can be paided. Or if it's b'chutz in Yerushalayim, you can be paided. So that's called nechal b'chol mashab. The Gemara has a whole discussion about that. A quirk of halacha that you only yotze matzah. It's matzah nechal is b'chol mashab. Then the Gemara has another drasha in the sugya matzah from lamed hay to lamed ches on the base. Sugya matzah. So one time there's another drasha that shiva siyamim tochel matzahs only matzah and achelas kol shiva. If you make the chalas tode v'kikei nazir, so you can only eat the matzah shnei yamim v'layla echad. You can't eat it for 7 days. So if you really had in mind, you thought that this is going to be chalas tode v'kikei nazir, then it's no good. It has to be matzah and achelas l'chol shiva. It has to be matzah that is shaykh to eat all 7 days of Pesach. Interesting, what kind of a din is that? So according to they say the name of the Vilna Goyen, that even though the Laila Arishan Chavim Mekan V'Elech Mishus, the obligation to eat matzah is only Laila Arishan at Pesach, the rest of Pesach is no obligation, so the Vilna Goyen is quoted as having said, the rest of the Pesach is a Mishus, it's a mitzvah, so Mishus. If you do eat matzah, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. There were communities in Europe where they said a bracha al achilas matzah all 7 days of Pesach. So the Stechemed had to deal with all the Minhagim. Stechemed was born in Hebron, and then he got a Rabbanis in Uzbekistan or whatever it is over there, some part of Russia. He didn't know where they're coming or going, didn't know what was going on there, and he told him that's the Minig. So he had to correspond to all the Rabbanim in Europe. Is there really such a Minig? And that's how he started writing his Sefer. He corresponded with the Nitziv and Rav Shlomo Levilna and all the Dayanim and all the Rabbanim, and then he wrote a whole encyclopedia of all the correspondence and all the things that he wrote. So he said, that's Keneged Adin. Nobody holds that here. Even if you hold like the Vilna Goyen, you don't say a bracha kol shiva al achilas matzah. That's for sure not. So the Netziv quotes this. The Netziv in his commentary on Chumash, he came to Volozhin as a teenager. He came before his bar mitzvah. Then I think at the age of bar mitzvah, he married the Rosh Yeshiva's daughter. She was a few years older than him. Rabitzel of Volozhin's daughter. So he says in Volozhin, that's what they said. The Vilna Goyen said that it's for shus. There's a big Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael today. He says, couldn't be, the Vilna Gaon never said it, it's ridiculous. There is no such thing as a mitzvah or shus. A mitzvah means mitzvah. It's an obligation. How can you have an optional mitzvah? It's impossible. But that's what the Netziv says. He learned the Volozhin. He said, that's what they say in the Volozhin. That the Vilna Gaon held that it's a mitzvah or shus, and he tries to extend it. He tries to say, they read at the end of B'chukosai, has a long, and Herchav Dovi has a long Arichas. There are other mitzvahs that seem to be mitzvahs or shus. Rav Soloveitchik also extended it more and more. There are more things than a mitzvahs or shus. Yeah. So if you all like the Vilna Goyen, that it's a, the Benazir sounds like that, that there's a mitzvahs or shus, a mitzvah kiyumis. If you do eat matzah, the rest of sukkahs, there is a kiyum mitzvah. There's no chiyuv, but it's, a rishus means that there's a kiyum mitzvah. So then you can understand a little better why you need matzah and achelas kol shiva. But if the mitzvah is only the first night, why should it have to be matzah and achelas kol shiva? That's a little strange. No, Balamor makes the chilek between sukkah and the matzah. No, but he also says you don't say a bracha. He says also you don't say a bracha the rest of the days. Yeah. We were speaking the other day about Kairach. The Gemara says the Machlok is Hillel and the Chachamim. So there are two Tanoim and there are three Shitas. There are different Girsas in the Gemara. So the Maisa, there are three different Shitas, what's the story of the Kairach. So the Rambam paskins that it's optional. If you want, you can eat the Matzah. The Rambam's Girsa was that you don't eat Pesach Matzah Umarer. He said the Chagyankin points out the two years. Rambam's gear says only matzah mar. You don't eat the Pesach matzah, only matzah mar together. And the other Rishonim have, like the Yerushalmi and Chalitz, Pesach matzah mar, all three together. So how does the Rambam paskin? So the Rambam paskin says it's optional. If you want, you can eat the matzah mar together. And then he says, you say one bracha, Ashikarisham Tosan, al achilas matzahs and rorim. And if you want, you can eat the matzah separately and the mar separately. If you eat the matzah separately, you say bracha al achilas matzah. If you eat the morah separately, you say, bracha al achilas morah. The Rambam holds that the Rambam writes explicitly, not a shtekel ter, the Rambam writes, he's not going to count Mora as a mitzvah. He writes both of them sefer mitzvahs on the Mishnah Torah. Mora never existed as a separate mitzvah. Mora is only hechsher with the pischa. Matzah exists both as hechsher with the pischa. That's the correct way to fulfill mitzvah of Korban Pesach Bishlei Musa, and also exists as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to eat matzah. But Mora never existed, doesn't exist as a mitzvah. Bizman hazeh Mora derabbanan zechel hamikdash. But Mora is not really an independent mitzvah. So you're going to say bracha when you eat the Korban Pesach, and then you say bracha al achilas matzah. So what do you say bracha al achilas mor if it doesn't exist as an independent mitzvah? The answer is the Rambam counts as one mitzvah to be makarv a korban oilo kimishpatim. So the Ramban asks, it's one mitzvah to be makarv a korban oilo kimishpatim. How can we say so many brachas? Quotes a Tosefta, the one who shechts the oilo says a bracha. Then the one who does Kabbalah Saddam. Tzvika Saddam. Then Hefshit Benituach is also, you don't need Kohanim, but it's a mitzvah. Every step of the way you say a mitzvah, a bracha, and then you say a haktor, say murim. So how can you say it's only one mitzvah? How can you have one mitzvah and you say 10 brachas? So the Mefarshim answer on the bottom of the page in the Sefer Mitzvahs, the brachas are introduced in connection with a maisa mitzvah. The brachas don't depend on how many mitzvahs you makayim. It depends on the maisa mitzvah. So shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, hefshet, nituach, haktara, these are all separate maisa mitzvahs. So each one has its own brach. So achilas maror, even though maror is not a separate mitzvah according to the Ram. Maror is only part of the mitzvah. That's how to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, bishlei Musa. But the Ram holds you don't eat the Pesach with the matzah and the maror together. Eat the Pesach separately, and then you eat the matzah separately and the maror separately. So you say three brachas. Even though there are only two mitzvahs, the Mara is not a mitzvah. The Mara is only to enhance the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So the Rambam says the brachas, how many, whether you say bracha or not, and how many brachas you say, depend on how many maisa mitzvah you do. So the Rambam paskens that it's optional. If you want, you can do kerach. If you want, you can eat separately. So he said, if you eat kerach together, matzah mar together, then you say one bracha on both. Shekirisham tazan, alachilas matzah samror. And if you eat the matzah and the morah separately, you say a separate bracha on the matzah and separate bracha on the morah.
Because it doesn't apply there. You say
matzah
and
morah,
if you
get
them separately, it's not better. In other words, it's like,
you know. Why isn't it a violation of chavilas? I don't know. Interesting question. I don't know. The Rambam assumes that that's the din, that it's optional. The pasuk says, al matzah and morah yochlu. And Hillel derives from that you eat it bekricha. So the Rambam understood that it's optional. If you want, you can eat bekricha. If you want, you can eat separate. Then the Gemara, the way we have the gears in the Gemara, there are two tanoim. Hillel holds you have to eat it bekricha. If you eat it separate, you're not yotze. You must eat it bekricha. That's the only way to fulfill. And the Chachamim say you're not yotze if you eat it bekricha. You have to davke eat each one separately because mitzvahs mevatel zuazu. So what does it mean, mitzvahs mevatel zuazu? So we explained a little bit. Eating food, we share in common with the behemoths. We share in common with the nachron. Everybody eats food. All the animals eat food in order to stay alive. So when you eat certain foods, eat matzah, eat korban pesach, that's a kima mitzvah. But that's the same as a behemoth eating foods. How do you elevate that to the level of a mitzvah? The Gemara says, when you eat matzah, korban pesach, amara, you have to eat it separately. If you eat it together with bananas or together with something else, then osig dvar harshus, if you eat a dvar hashus together with a dvar mitzvah, the whole thing is like achilas beim, achilas chayi v'yoyf. It doesn't count. So the Gemara says that Bizman said that the matzah is the rice and mora the rabbanon. Hillel will not allow you to eat the matzah and the mora together. The mora is only the rabbanon on the level of the rice is the dvar hashus. So this is dvar hashus, mevatel dvar mitzvah. So you have to first eat, the Gemara says, if you have to first eat the matzah, and then you can eat the matzah and the mara together. Because with the rabbanon you mechuyev to eat mara, with the rabbanon you mechuyev to eat bekricha. But first you have to eat the matzah alone. So that's what the chachamim are of the opinion, that even when the matzah and mara are both mena Torah, we say mitzvahs mevat luzuzu. Just like if you eat a dvar shus together with a dvar mitzvah, that takes away from the status of the mitzvah. The whole thing is lowered down to the level of a dvar shus. So each mitzvah is in competition with the other mitzvah. Mitzvah is mevatel zuazu. If you're going to eat matzah with maror, so the maror pulls down. Maror is not the mitzvah matzah, so the matzah is not being eaten by itself. So you need the yotzei the mitzvah matzah, not the mitzvah maror. So the pashup shat in the Gemara is that The Chachamim hold you have to eat them separately, and Hillel holds you must eat it together. And then the Rambam had a different gifson, the Gemara, that Hillel holds it's optional. If you want, you can eat both together, then you say one bracha. If you want, you can eat each one individually, then you're going to say two brachas. The Rambam has that, one bracha, two brachas, and the same thing by lulav. We pass in lulav, ain't a sorcheged, even if the lulav is not tied up with the hadasim and the rovis, but the Rabbi Natam is quoted by Tosis, even if the lulav ain't a sorcheged, but you have to pick up all the dalminim of asachas. So the Shulchan Aruch passing is against the Rabbi Natam. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. If you want, you can pick up one at a time. Pick up the lulav, put it down, pick up the esrog, put it down. You're not holding all four bevasachas. So the Rambam says, if you hold all four bevasachas, then you say one bracha anatilos lulav. Why does it say anatilos lulav? So Gemara said, because the lulav is taller than the others, whatever that means. But if you pick up each one separately, you put it down, then you say a bracha anatilos lulav, anatilos esrog, anatilos hadasim, and on the tilas aravas, you only one mitzvah. The dalaminim amiakim says it's only one mitzvah, but it's for maaseh hamitzvah. So you recite brachas in accordance with how many maaseh hamitzvah there are, and not in accordance with how many kiyumi hamitzvah there are.
We pass them, that's okay. We pass them like the Rambam.
The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Yeah, they don't quote this. They quote the Rambam that you can pick up a zach hazeh.
So this is a thing of mitzvah to make four brachas.
That's a good question. Why shouldn't we insist they should pick up all four together? Why isn't it going Bracha Sheinu Tzvicha? I don't know. That is a good question. I don't know. Okay. Anybody going to be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I'll give a Shem Parshat Tzav and maybe some more Psochen. We'll find something. We'll dig. We'll find something.
The professor
on
the outside wasn't the same.
Rav Soloveitchik learned like the Aben Hananel. Korach, the morer, you wrap the morer around the matzah. So he thought, you see that Hillel used to use romaine lettuce, so you can wrap it around. If you use horseradish, you can't wrap it around. And others say, no, this radish and matzah is so soft, so you can wrap it around the morer, have the morer in the middle. But the Rabbein Hananel says, like Rav Soloveitchik, you wrap the romaine lettuce around the matzah.
What's Rebbe think about horseradish?
What do you say?
What's Rebbe think about using horseradish for maror?
I said, over. I had a student in my class 50 years ago, the first year I taught. We learned tzochim in the yeshiva then. So this student was in botany, and now he's a professor, I think, in Ben Gurion University. So the yeshiva at that time had a publication, and it was called Gesher, to bridge the gap between Torah and science. So he wrote a whole essay about horseradish. So he showed from the Paskim that it never was. It's not one of the five medium of Mara. That they started using it when the Jews moved so close to the North Pole that the romaine lettuce wasn't available, so they took horseradish instead. And it's really not correct, because horseradish is sharp. It's not bitter. It's a different sensation. So his essay has, in the last 15, 20 years, his essay has been translated into Hebrew. More and more people in Bnei Brak stopped using horseradish. They started using romaine lettuce. I used to learn years ago, I used to learn Chazusa with Rabbi Newberg, his older brother. He's a doctor. So he said that on Pesach night, Naftali, he said on Pesach night, in the emergency wards in New York City, that's when all the religious Jews come more than any other day of the year. They get sick from eating horseradish, or from eating too much matzah, or from eating, drinking abacuses. That's Man Chavisayim. We all get sick from eating things that we're not allowed. We should be careful. Shouldn't get sick. There's no mitzvah to get sick on Pesach night.
Rebbe, the suggestion to bring Korban Pesach to Manazeh, that was only Ladas and Rambam that this Kedushas Mikdash even Manazeh,
yeah.
Not like the Rebbe.
If Zloi Kitchen loves the love, you can't bring a Korban Pesach on a Boma. Suchal is Baruch HaSafat, can't make a Boma.
And how are they going to get around the problem?
I love Kuman.